So if you were listening to the show, actually, just a couple of weeks ago, we had Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim on the show. We also spoke with the chief of police, Roderick Porter. They had gone to a conference. This was a national conference, and it was police chiefs and mayors across the country talking about how to better tackle crime and also bridge the gap between society and police officers. And what's interesting is I remember very distinctly talking to Mayor Ganim about the fact that Bridgeport has really been doing a great job overall when it comes to handling gun violence. However, this past weekend was not great. Here, come on in, Angelo. Yes, please, come on in. It's okay. You can ignore the on-air light. Absolutely. You are the guest. Absolutely. Yes, yes. Come on in. Come take a seat, Angelo. Yes, of course. So I was just discussing with our listening audience that we have seen really, I feel like Bridgeport has been standing out as far as not having a lot of gun violence. In fact, I feel like we hear about it a lot in Hartford, Waterbury, New Haven. But this past weekend, we had a lot of incidents happen. And so, interestingly enough, we had already booked Lieutenant Collazo in studio with us to talk about police recruitment, and we are going to talk about that today. But before we do that, I did want to talk a little bit about this past weekend and some of the things we saw and how police are responding. So, first of all, welcome in studio, Lieutenant Angelo Collazo. We appreciate having you here. I didn't even turn the microphone towards you. There you go. There you are, friend.
Thank you.
How are you? Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me here. Thank you very much. It's always a good time coming up here, getting on the radio with you, Melissa.
I love having you here. So let's talk about this past weekend. I did notice a lot of press releases and sounded like there was a lot of activity, gun violence. I mean, to the point that Governor Lamont is coming down to Bridgeport this morning to talk about it and address it with the mayor. What can you tell us?
Well, what I can tell you is that we were doing great. For a couple weeks, beginning of the year, we're down to only 4 homicides compared to almost, I think, 12 to 14 last year. And no homicide is good, you know. So this weekend, we got hit pretty hard. It was about 5 shootings from spanning from about 8 o'clock to about 2:30 in the morning. 3 specifically in one of our community housing areas, P.T. Barnum, and the other 2 were spread out through the city. So our detectives are actively investigating that. And on a day where that night, several officers were held over, detective bureaus were out there. So we were out there in full force trying to kind of get a grip of what was going on. And those are all ongoing investigations right now with our detective bureau and our patrol division.
I mean, and unfortunately, we do tend to see in all communities, we tend to see things happen over holiday weekends. And right now, it's so early. It's, I would think, at the preliminary start of the investigations, but we don't know if these are people from Bridgeport. We don't know if these are people who came in. We don't really have an idea as to, like, what led to any of these instances, correct? Not at this point.
I would say, for now, I think our detectives are, I think, making some progress based on our CompStat and Chiefs meeting. You know, it goes back to a lot of analyzing data, camera footage. The camera footage is big. So I know detectives are doing that, ballistics with shell casing. So there's a lot that goes into it. And our solvability rate is 80% with our detective bureau. So I don't think that's probably one of the highest in the country. So I think they're going to make some leads and arrests will be coming soon, because over the weekend, it, holiday weekend, weather gets nice. We do see an uptick in those types of crimes. So I know the chief, myself and his command staff, we will have extra patrols out there specifically for those areas where we're just not unloading, you know, officers all over the place. We're doing precision policing here now, so.
And I know I had asked Chief Porter about this one of the previous times he had come on. I think it was after the conference had happened. But Bridgeport has been standing out. When you look at other cities like Hartford, I feel like is constantly, we hear about drive-by shootings and we hear about, you know, things happening. Waterbury's another one. New Haven's another one. But Bridgeport's really been pretty quiet. What do you think has made the difference?
I think leadership within the city. Different resources within the city are now accessible. So you have a lot of programs. Yeah, you know, just the top of my head, RISAP. You have, you know, multiple places where kids, community centers, you know, when it gets hot, there's cooling stations. When it gets warm, you know, there's places where people can go. So there's definitely a lot of resources. And a lot of businesses opening up. So you see a lot of people attracted to Bridgeport coming there, and it's just a great place to be. So if you kind of look around, there's cops everywhere, and we're almost down 150 police officers. So I think that makes a big impact. But I definitely think the resources that people can get to, that's where it's at. And you have an influx of new people moving into the city. So that housing market is there. You could see housing market going up, businesses going up. So that would be my take on that.
And I know another effort has been really bridging that gap between the community and police. And one thing that Chief Porter did, I think the second he came into office, was he started doing these forums. He does these Facebook Lives where he connects with people. Do you feel like that's also something that plays a factor into, you know, seeing less and less, you know, gun violence incidents, for example, the fact that we're bridging that gap between community and police?
100%. I think when the chief first came in, he sat us all down, specifically me, and said, we need to rebrand this police department. The community needs to trust us. So what we're going to do is going to work on community relations so we can build that trust. And that's what he's done. From the patrol division all the way up to his captains, everybody has kind of a different mindset. And everything is community, 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 because why? We need to build those ties so the community trusts us so we can get that information when things happen. And you can see now, even on our social media, Chief Facebook Live, he holds weekly meetings. And those meetings at the beginning weren't well attended because I don't think the community trusts us. But now you can see everybody goes to those meetings. And everybody goes on Chief's Facebook Live. So I think that's definitely part of his vision. Was the rebranding of the police department. And that just kind of ties into recruitment. When you're seeing negative things happen, you know, it wasn't long ago before we had a chief go to prison.
Right.
So not many police departments have to deal with that. And we talk about that, its members. Mm-hmm. And that really affects the file, the police officers on the street, when they see their chief of police going to jail. And now Chief Porter comes in and it's a totally different mindset.
I love your transparency, Lieutenant Collazo. I think it's really refreshing. I love it. So we are chatting this morning with Lieutenant Angelo Collazo, who is with the Bridgeport Police Department. And let's talk about recruiting efforts. We know that this has been a huge goal for the city. And Chief Porter, as soon as he got into this position, said, we need to beef up our numbers. You had said, we're down how many, Lieutenant?
I think we're down probably 120.
Okay.
A good number. I think we're hovering around 298. Should be, I think Chief's goal is 350.
Okay.
It's about 350.
So we're making progress, and we know that there was a huge announcement this month that the department is offering sort of this opportunity to see if people even want to become an officer and be part of the Bridgeport Police Department. What is happening for the month of June?
So for the month of June, again, you know, Chief's vision, he kind of tells me, this is his vision, and then together we collaborate with the command staff. And he said, why don't we do a workout camp?
I think it's brilliant.
And I said,
I want to try your workout camp.
You're welcome to try. And it really gives the candidate, you have to pay for the CHIP agility exam. It's $85. Okay. So what we're going to offer is that we're going to prep you to see if you can pass.
Right.
And if you can't, we'll put you on the right path to help you. So we got 2 days. We'll give you 2 days.
Okay.
1 hour a day. And then for the rest of the time, that's going to be when you have to prepare. But it's also going to give you an opportunity to meet police officers, to ask them questions like, how can I get through this? Do I have to wear a suit for the exam? You know, what kind of questions are they going to ask? I mean, we don't have all of the questions, but we definitely can guide them. So if you see, again, we go back to branding, but all day long on our social media, I can't tell you how many people, when are you going to hire? When are you going to hire? So, and we find that the physical part is a challenge.
Yeah.
So
sure.
Chief Porter's put into play peer review panels, you know, that if somebody with a questionable background, like overlook that, get a second pair of eyes on it. But that physical fitness portion of it, that's a challenge for many. So we really want to give them guidance and see if we can help them in that process.
So this is what, an hour long conditioning camp?
It'll be a conditioning camp. So my vision is when I get there, people will sign in and then we'll give them the pre-test.
Okay.
So we'll say it goes to sit-ups, push-ups, 300 meter run, and a mile and a half run, which is six times around the track. And a lot of times people don't understand that. They might show up with you know, basketball sneakers when they should be showing up in running sneakers or with no water. So those basic elements, I think we have to give to the candidates, especially when we're recruiting, you know, in Bridgeport, they're not aware of kind of the what they need to do to complete this exam. So we'll give them a practice exam and say, this is where you're at. And, you know, we usually in the academy, we say it's motivation. But we're going to give them positive motivation, so there'll be no yelling or screaming. But we definitely want to see where they're at. So if they have to walk a lap, then they have to walk a lap. Mm-hmm. But it just gives them an opportunity to know that why would they sign up for the CHIP exam if they know they're going to fail it? So this is the chance. If they knew they passed it on Tuesday with us, they should be able to pass it when they take it with the CHIP, you know, the CHIP business.
I also think it's such great insight, you know, being able to talk to people who are in the, I'm going to call it the police industry, but if you're, you know, if you just want to even know, like, has the climate of being a police officer now than 5 years ago, what is that like? To even be able to connect, I think, is a huge resource for people.
100%. I found when I first took over this position, serving as a police academy commander and recruitment, it was very difficult just to talk to people. Right now, it's getting better. I say right now, like you go to the gym, if I'm working out in the gym, I train Brazilian jiu-jitsu, everybody asks me about it. Yeah. So I definitely think the tide's turning, where I think as we show that the brand is different, you see what police officers are doing in the road, body camera has been a benefit for us.
Yeah.
So people see the great work they do and the work we do in the community. So maybe you don't want to go out there and give tickets. Well, that you might be a school resource officer. You might work in domestic violence. There's so many different options. And I think, especially with you, you know, putting me on here, it gives people a different vision of what police do. Everything's not enforcement.
Mm.
You know, just collaborating with the community. People want to do that. And I think that's why Bridgeport now has so many diverse police officers.
Yeah.
And they're staying.
It's changing the storyline. It certainly is, and we need that. We need more police in Bridgeport, across the state, across the country. And so if people are interested, again, the conditioning camp, this is for the month of June. It's going to be every Tuesday and Thursday that you're offering this from 5 to 6 p.m. at Harding High School. But do people have to, like, sign up, register, do anything ahead of time?
So we thought that we were going to do that, but we said, why make it hard? Let's
just
make it easy.
Up.
Just show up. We have a waiver. You know, everything will have to be, you have to sign a waiver,
sure.
Bring your driver's license. And we'll put you on task with an instructor and we'll put you through a light workout where you can kind of understand. So when you go to the physical agility exam, you're not going to be that nervous. You're going to say, I've done this with Lieutenant Collazo and Detective Reedy. I can get through this.
I think that's really neat. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. I want to do the conditioning camp. Can we sign up to do that? I think it'd be a really cool investigative report to do. To
You're
just
welcome.
See what it's like. If we
Definitely.
Do it in the beginning of June and then let people know like what it's really like. And I don't know. It'd be kind of cool.
I think the biggest part of this is when we talk about community, the community asked for it.
Yeah.
And Chief Porter heard it and says, you better get this done. And we did do this one time last class. And it was 75 people showed up.
Wow.
So we should have kept going. And again, transparency, like there's something that we have to do better. So I think doing it for the whole month, it really will help, you know, people get prepared for this exam.
Yeah, I think it's really neat. And if people want more information, you can go to the city website, bridgeportct.gov/BPT BBD, as in police department shift. So again, bridgeportct.gov/B as in boy, P as in Paul, D as in dog shift. And if people want to call, you can also call 203-576-8332. And again, that's every Tuesday and Thursday evening that you're going to be doing this in the month of June.
Yes.
It's amazing. And just show up. You don't even have to register. It's so easy. What do you suggest people bring though? Because you did bring up the shoe thing. So like, I'm going to need two different types of shoes is what you're saying. I need running shoes.
You'll need running shoes.
I gotta run.
Running socks. Sweatpants. Remember, if it's hot
gotta
out,
start writing this stuff down. Lieutenant Colonzo.
Sunscreen. You know your skin. You want to protect your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely water. So many times we go to recruit at these exams and
yeah,
nobody has water.
I would
water.
Imagine.
So we're gonna try to see if we can get some sponsors out there to help us with water. But definitely bring some water. Bring a towel. And definitely bring your license. But sunscreen, those days are going to be hot. That's why we're hosting it a little bit later in the day.
And it's going to be at Harding High School.
Harding High School on the track.
I think it's fantastic. If people are interested, again, make sure you go and check them out online. And Lieutenant Collazo, I want to thank you so much for coming in studio. I hope you'll come back. And I definitely want to do your conditioning camp. I'm totally going to sign up for it.
Thank you.
I just want to see what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really neat that you're offering this. I don't hear a lot of police departments offering this, but we are screaming to the rooftops that we need more people to get into policing, but people don't even know what they're signing up for. So I just think you're offering something that is very different and unique, and I hope it benefits the Bridgeport Police Department. It should.
Thank you very much for having me. I think it will with your help.
Oh, well, we'll see. We'll see if we can even pass the test. I think it's really neat, though. And again, I do want people to check it out. If you go online to bridgeportct.gov/BPD shift. And the phone number, again, is 203-576-8332.